Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Black Crows. 41 degrees in Kansas City. It's Johnny Dare, Nikki Pace, T-Bone, Jake, Greg, and just in time for Christmas, just in time for the 50s, 15 in the Mahomes Foundation, it's Tech N9ne's gift of rap.
Both yes. Hailing from Kansas City, our next guests are one of the most formidable duos in modern hip-hop. One is the biggest independent rapper on the planet, who has built an empire base right here in the Midwest. The other is his longtime collaborator and vocalist who, as of a few weeks ago, is officially the newest artist on the Strange Music roster. They are Tech N9ne and Chris Calico.
This type of make it go crazy. Hey, platinum. Triple platinum. Man.
Take me to a buzz fun, and you think cause I'm bitchin' take me to buzz done. Check it, I ain't trying to do no early interviews unless it's Sway, Johnny Dare, or Bubba the Love Spun.
And on December 14th,
best thing
they,
you ever did,
along with other stars of Strange Music, will star in the Gift of Rap concert to benefit the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation. Please welcome, friends of the show, Chris Calico and Tech N9ne.
Yo, hey!
Look at you
hey,
guys.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Yes, sir. We in this piece.
Look at you guys. Getting ready for Christmas, the holidays. The,
oh, yes.
Gift of Rap is getting ready to happen.
Yes. Gift of Rap is about to happen, man. You'll see him December 14th at the Silverstein Eye Centers Arena, man. It's going to be me, Chris Calico. It's going to be Mackenzie Nicole. It's going to be Stevie Stone and King ISO, man.
Yeah, great. Did it sell out? You know it's going to be a huge
yes.
show. Just
man.
A huge show.
Yes, man. Strange lineup, man. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah.
How's everybody been? You been good, Chris?
Awesome.
Everything's good? Good?
Been awesome, yeah. Man.
Yeah,
man. Awesome.
You just got off vacation?
Oh, yeah. I just got off vacation, man. Me and my lady, man, we went to... Honolulu for Halloween, man. You know, I never get Halloween off because everybody wants the King of Darkness for Halloween
sure.
for all these years. So I can't remember the last time we had Halloween off. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I still didn't get it off. I went and did a show.
Yeah. How much Halloween do you get in Honolulu, though?
Oh, man.
Did they do it?
It was the biggest. Dope. It was the biggest Halloween party I've ever seen.
Great.
I'm talking about thousands of people on the beach, bro, because nice. We couldn't get in the Hyatt Regency where the real parties were. You
right.
know what I mean? The lines were just crazy.
Yeah.
We heard before we went there that Halloween is incredible there, all through the streets. You know what I mean? And they were correct. It
and
was
our love
so crazy.
Of Halloween is it's real. And yeah, they were so happy over Trails of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
Exiled.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It was great. Jeff called me. He was so excited. The owner,
yes.
you guys came. He loved it. What'd yeah. you think?
I think it was wonderful, man. That thing about the bus, man. I don't want to give yeah. it away for people who never seen it, but
yeah.
it kind of like messed with your head a little bit. You know what I mean? Like sensory, what you call that?
Overload, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sensory yeah. overload. Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
And right. Well, that's the weird thing is I don't care who you are. The woods are scary at
yeah.
night. They're freaky.
Oh,
like,
you're talking
it's weird.
About,
yeah.
yeah, that haunted house thing you went
oh,
to.
Yeah. But let me tell you, okay, let me tell you, Exiled was crazy like that too because it was
yeah.
outside. But
yeah.
when we were in Honolulu, we went to one called the Haunted Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
I
crazy.
Love those.
It was like seven houses you have to go into.
Hold on, you went to a place called the Haunted Plantation.
Yes, I did. The Haunted Plantation.
I don't believe, and y'all not supposed to be able to laugh at that. I don't believe anybody black should go anywhere called any type of plantation.
But
I know that it stands for places. It's a place where things get planted. It's just the connotation of that word. It's just the
yeah.
association of that word. It's just like, I went to the Haunted Plantation. I don't think I.
Well, I don't even want to.
Shocking.
I don't want to capitalize on that.
No, don't.
You got.
I just want to know what was. Never mind.
Yeah. Do you love Halloween as much?
I do, but I never get it off, man. My kids love it. But
oh, I had 2,000 kids always come through the house. I had 2,000 kids in my yard.
2,000? What kind of house you live in?
We put up a, no, well, they didn't live in a house. No, no, no. We
just you got a house.
Yeah, it's this house is we literally DSS the guys Jeremy and Joel. Oh, yeah. Jeremy, yeah, build out the entire Halloween in my house.
Yep.
So we got LED screens inside and outside of the house. Yep. We built a 45-foot tall king pumpkin with a 500-pound pumpkin head.
Oh yes. No, he does it for real.
Oh shit,
yeah, you did a real thing. Oh yeah. How long does it take to set something like that up?
3 weeks.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, huh? No. It's not for me, but for those guys, I don't imagine it's the greatest day of
their life. Oh, they're setting it up. You're not out there
I'm helping them. But
doing
but,
anything.
I'm the laborer. What are you handing?
Like, you handing them beers?
Yeah, handing them beer.
He pays for everything.
Yeah. And that's how you do it.
But it's, I've been trying to get you to come with me to that haunt show forever.
I know, man. I know, because I'm always working, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But this fall, we didn't tour, so... You know, I made the most of it, man. I've been to haunted houses in Denver after the Red Rock show, which we sold out with 10,000 plus people.
That. The pictures were absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. And we did Exiled here, and we did the Macabre down.
That's a good one down in the West Bottoms.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. They did really wonderful. And then we went to Honolulu and did the Haunted Plantation and flew straight to Vegas to go see Kendrick at a festival, man.
How was that?
Oh, it was wonderful, dude.
Yep.
It was wonderful. So
Vegas had a great haunted house for 1 year that Eli Roth, the director, does the horror movies.
Oh,
he did the Gortorium, and I got to go to it. It was incredible, and it failed after 1 year, though. It just couldn't get the business.
That's crazy.
It was amazing.
I would
absolutely
go see an
amazing
Eli Roth thing like that.
Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah.
We love holidays, so we go Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and that's what we're talking about, the Gift of Rap, which is going to be a huge show.
Yes.
And tell me, how'd you get involved with Mahomes and the 15 and the Mahomes?
Well, we're always doing charitable things, man, me and Travis, man. And so we thought it was a good idea to team up with Mahomes and the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation and make it happen. We just did the same thing at Tyrann Mathieu's little foundation the other day, and we raised $11,000.
Excellent.
You know what I mean? Crazy. We donated tickets. To our show, and what else was it, Sean? It was tickets. It was the meet and greet. It was two VIP passes and everything, man. And we got it up to 11,000.
That's amazing.
What I mean? It was really, really, really cool, man. So, you know, I just want everybody to know that this is for a good cause, and you're gonna see a brand new Tech N9ne show, man. You know what I mean? You don't want to miss this, dude.
Well, no, man. Because look, you grew up here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You didn't grow up well to do. You grew up pretty hard. How did you grow up, Chris? Same way or no?
Yes, man. It was hard in those hard suburban streets. The hard suburban streets of Kansas City where my father struggled. And
what'd your father do?
He owned a business.
Yeah. So they bust your balls all the time over that?
Well, not really, man, because I'm a pretty authentic guy, man.
Sure.
Like, I talk about where I came from. So my father owned a company called Ebony Employment years ago where he employed a lot of minorities, so generally women and in people of color. And then, you know, he passed when I was like 15.
That's rough.
Then 15, we were broke.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, you wasn't. Once you got a lot passed, of money.
Then we were broke. Well, wait a minute. Then we were broke for a second. Then I got 18 and I got all of the money from the life insurance policy. So you imagine a 17, 18-year-old
making good decisions.
Making great decisions with like $500,000 in a bank account.
Anything
so,
left?
No.
No.
I think I spent it that summer.
I had a friend who did that.
Dude, trust fund kid. I had hydraulics and cars, and I had all kind of. I did everything. Then I, chose to take another little, not so savory way of life for a minute.
That's a good
one. What? The strip club.
There's two. Okay. There's two. There's two. There's two bad choices. So,
that wasn't a bad choice. Satin Dolls was a good time, dude.
Yeah.
I made a lot of bad choices at that good time. I tell you. But I went to college, church, everything, met tech. Just also another questionable decision.
Oh, my goodness.
And then,
how'd you guys meet?
A couple different ways.
Yeah, really, you guys have been collaborating a long time.
For 20 years now.
Yeah. I mean,
but through a guy named DJ Icy Rock, I kind of, once Tech stepped away to get some other record deals and stuff like that, I became like Rock's new protege.
Okay.
And then when Tech came back to town, I just happened to be at the house.
Yes.
And I would be over there, and then I paid Tech to get on a verse, to get on a song with me. And then also I used to be doing open mic night at, what's that
Mardi
place
Gras.
Called?
Mardi Gras.
At Club Mardi Gras.
18th of Vine.
And 18th of Vine. And he saw me in there and he came in there and told me to say blank Tech Nine.
F Tech Nine.
F Tech Nine on stage.
Yes.
I said it, the crowd, like, it was weird because they were kind of like, because he was there. But it was kind of like, I think they were cheering because I had the gall enough to say it. You know what I mean?
Right, and right, then, right. Yeah, they were like, you're in the Coliseum. They want to see the gladiators fight.
You know what I'm saying? And then he told me, man, I think I want you to do a whole album with me. I'm like, whatever. And then we did a whole album. And then here we are 20 years later.
Gotta, absolute power.
You got to be able to collaborate. And write, and absolute power.
Yes.
Amazing. But you... Crazy. You got to be friends too. It's one thing to be able to write together, but you guys, I can see you interact with each other. You guys love each other.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You guys
oh
are,
yeah, of course.
You know, that's my brother, man.
Yeah.
Because you've seen bands that you know they can't stand each other, but they can write together.
He said this for years, and, like, it's a blessing that we can stay together. He's like, it's a blessing that we can stay together. And we've had our moments,
sure.
Of course, over 20 years.
You have to.
Yeah, you know, you start arguing over
everything.
Stupid stuff.
Shoes, where you put your shoes on the bus.
Oh, that's my so God. Weird that you said
that. Oh, my God.
So weird that you said that. Because the last big argument we had was because he don't put his shoes up. And he has the most shoes on the bus.
So I told him, I pay for the bus so I can put my stuff anywhere I want. You know
right?
What I'm saying?
He's got a point.
But that's not polite.
No, he does not.
That's not polite, though.
No, that's not polite because we do these shows together to earn this money to pay for this bus. So you can't tell me this. I know your name is on the marquee. I get it. But that don't mean you don't have to put your shoes up. So I'm telling you right now, because I know you paid for the pumpkin head.
Yeah.
Put your daggone shoes up.
I put my shoes up.
That's all I'm saying.
Nikki doesn't put her shoes up. She got in trouble at her own house the other day.
I get in trouble all the time.
But not putting your shoes. Yeah. You probably got a lot of shoes, Nikki.
Her husband left him outside the bedroom door sitting in the hallway.
Like the concierge. Is this
now, wait a minute. Is that a signal for something?
Yeah, that's...
Shoes outside the bedroom.
Put your S.
Don't come a knocking.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
It's not that. It could be that. I wish it was that. It was one of his pair of undies on the handle. No, he'll move them all the way from the steps to go upstairs. They're just sitting off to the side, and he'll put them right in front of the door that's closed as a wink to go, put your ass in the goddamn room where it belongs. Love you. That's his passive aggressive way of saying put your stuff away.
Well, I'd rather leave shoes in the bus for people to trip over than...
Uh-oh, he finna throw a shot.
Apple cider vinegar spilled.
He's about to throw a shot.
Potato chip bags everywhere.
That ain't real. The potato chip bags at me, I clean up after everybody.
No.
Yes, I do.
He sleeps on the couch, falling asleep, watching TV, and he leaves bags of potato chips. He's a snack attack. I call him snack attack.
But I pick him up. I clean the bus up.
He brings these big bottles of apple cider vinegar with the mother in it.
With the mother. Gotta have the mother.
And I call it stinky tea. He makes stinky tea.
People believe in that, man. You know they really do.
But he believes in it now.
But he always spills it. You know what I mean?
No, so the whole bus.
That's smells a like lot. Apple cider vinegar?
Yes.
That's a lot. Spilled it one time. Twice.
Potato chip bags and
stinky tea.
Yes.
Potato chip bag and stinky tea.
Man, it ain't easy being on
shoes.
Tour.
I clean the bus up. Shoes. I clean up after everybody. Yeah. So I can leave stuff because I pick it up. He not going to pick them shoes.
But how long, you know, when you're out on tour, people don't know you're in, that's your house, that's your home, that's your apartment, that's your vest. I mean,
it is. We live in an area about this size of this right here, room, and it's more than, you know, on a domestic tour, it's only four of us on the bus,
right?
On our bus, but on the Canada tours, it's like 10 of us,
and that's a lot, that's a lot of. A lot of guys.
It's a lot of shoes.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's not. You got to be family. You really got to love each other.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know, of course you're going to fight. Hell, man, Greg and I, they've seen us go, like, we'd be in there arguing, and all of a sudden we disappear because we've ended up fighting on the floor together.
that's how it is.
Oh, yeah,
that's how you
happens.
Know. It's weirdly enough, though, that's how you know you love each other.
Yeah.
We're on the floor.
Yeah,
strangely enough.
You get up and you're like, okay.
We ain't never had a physical fight.
No.
You know,
we're not good at it, if that counts.
Knock on wood. You
know? No. I got close one time. I got close one time in Columbus, Ohio. He was like, you can't whoop me. And I was like, I got him. He's like, don't you make that mistake. And I did. He was right. That was going to be a mistake.
Now, I thought T was going to throw me out a window one time up here, man.
We've been together 24 years. So
24 years.
Oh, so it's a little longer than us.
Yeah, so
it's not a far drive. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think
Hey, listen, you don't pick them shoes up?
You know he'll knife you before you ever get out the window.
Right. You know, his thing, you know, like we like Halloween. He loves swords and knives. He collects them. So he's got a ton of those things, man. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is so terrible.
I got some swords and knives you love at my house. Oh, and man. I got some special things that I got from my friends at Anonymous.
I wound up curing some obscure stuff. Uh-huh. Like, you know, from like, World War. My wife's dad.
Yep.
His dad went over there and brought back. He had some German stuff they took off.
Are you telling me you have some Nazi stuff?
Yes, like you're trying to talk in code.
I was like, historical.
Went over. He said he went over there. Whatever, everybody just leaves it at there.
What you're saying is you're collecting Nazi memorabilia.
No, I just got the one because it was taken off a soldier that he needed to use afterwards.
Is it Nazi?
Oh, he can't say.
Does it have a swastika on it?
As long as you don't take that Nazi knife to this the haunted plantation, I think we're good.
I don't want to get killed with a Nazi knife.
Yeah.
You killed me with an American knife, goddammit.
He owns Hitler's knife.
He was talking in code.
Yeah, he was. You could tell. He got nervous. He gets nervous sometimes.
That's all right.
It's all right. You know what we ordered yesterday? And for a buddy, we ordered these polycarbonate riot shields. Like you can hold up in front of you. He cuts trees, and there's a guy at the bottom trying to keep them away from the house when they're close. Yes. And he literally lets them bank off the shield and away from the house. But then we started looking online. You can buy these crazy ass riot shields. And then we started looking at batons, and we started looking at entire suits made out of Kevlar. And I'm like, you can go down that rabbit hole and stay forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are you doing with the shields?
My buddy uses them for. Of all things, cutting trees. So there's a guy when you cut near the house, so it doesn't bounce into a window.
I got you.
He'll hold down there and bounce the pieces away from the house, or if he has to go up on the roof and bounce them away from the roof.
I got you.
So that led us down that. But you know, I got to love the flamethrowers, Chris. You guys, you have yet to shoot them. You know, there's a guy in Kansas City now making commercial flamethrowers.
Is that legal?
Like 30 feet? Yes.
Didn't you have one at Rockfest?
Yes. I've got a flamethrower that'll shoot 110 feet.
Yeah, I think that seems illegal. Didn't you give that to me or something?
No, I gave a cryo gun.
Oh, cryo gun.
Yeah, the cryo gun.
We got pictures holding that cryo gun. That was yours?
Yeah.
Honest though.
Man, if you ever want to shoot that flamethrower.
I do. I've seen you shoot that. I would shoot that today.
Yes.
I do want to shoot that, though.
I got a couple different kinds. I got one that's a big tank that shoots with CO2, and then I got another one that shoots with a fuel, like a battery on it in a fuel pump. Mm-hmm. And that one will shoot about 35 feet, but the big one will dump 3 gallons of gas in 6 seconds.
Now, speaking of haunted plantation.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't own that.
You can't.
As a black man.
Sure you can.
In this town.
Sure you
really?
Can.
Really? They just killed a dude last night. I got a flamethrower. This is my kids need me, Johnny. My kids need me. Flamethrower, it's not going
to
work.
It's a hell of a way to start a backyard bonfire.
Yes.
Or barbecues.
Yes.
Again, speaking of haunted plantation.
it's such a fun time, man, to be in music with you guys. I was thinking earlier about
music.
You know, Korn and Serge Tankian and the guys with Five Finger and Corey Taylor and everything that happens, man, all the lines being blurred and crossed.
Yeah.
It's for the first time in I think all of our lives, it's so natural. It doesn't feel it doesn't feel awkward. It doesn't feel like you're even
it's not
you know,
forced.
It doesn't even feel like you're breaking ground anymore in terms of of the audience crossing over. When I was at Rocklahoma and seeing you guys.
Yeah.
Like that was what a night. What a night that was, man. Of course, Rockfest is the pinnicle for me, but it outside of Kansas City, to see you guys pull in other towns, other markets, other situations, and that looks on those kids' faces, it just makes me happy. Great music is great music.
I'm trying to find this text message that Corey Taylor sent me like last week. You know what I mean? I can't find it. He hit me and he's like, "Hey man, would you do something on my new solo record?" I said, "Are you crazy? Of course. Crazy? How you gonna ask me? Like I might say no." Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, you guys, you're at that place though. People don't just assume you're gonna do anything. I mean, you guys are, you know, still leading that charge. How many albums now?
Oh man, the one I'm working on right now is called Interfere. It's one word. Enterfear. You know what I mean? I'm gonna interfere. And by the end of that album, I want to exit all of them. You know, I don't have many, but You know what I'm sizzling? I'm talking about a lot of stuff on this record. As a matter of fact, we have like 5 songs coming out on Friday, I think, Chris. Yeah. And we're going to let people see a bit of what I'm working on. You know what I mean? So I've purchased 26 beats thus far, you know, working on this record. And I can't wait for people to hear the stories, because these are stories I've never told. You know what I mean? And we've been going through a back and forth with Chris, because he has music that he's been making lately.
Listen, I just re-signed with Strange, as you guys announced. That was really dope.
Yep.
I have new music that I'm super excited about. Mm-hmm. I'm not actually supposed to come out until next year, but because I just re-signed and people are so excited and people are anticipating, I want to drop my album this Friday with him.
That'd be great.
Okay. I want to drop my album this Friday, but no, everybody's not okay with it.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Chris has built this big buzz. I don't want to be the one that lessens that big buzz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's what I was telling him. You know what I mean? Now the fans love us both. But
this is what I think. I agree. I get why he says it, but I feel like it would be even bigger. How big of a treat would that be for the fans to get both of our EPs on the same day?
Yeah. Absolutely. But what about
I think that would be a huge treat. Matter of fact, this is what I want to do. Yep. And I'll tell your listeners, I'm on Facebook Live.
Yeah, he told me about this earlier. You know what I mean?
This is what I want to do. Uh-huh. I want you guys on Facebook Live and all your listeners that are listening to this today, I want you guys to call Strange Music and tell them to put my record out on Friday.
What's the number?
The number is 816-945-2705.
2705.
816. You call Strange Music. You guys call Strange Music, call Tech Nine, call Travis, call them at Strange Music, and tell them that I can drop on this day. I can drop on Friday. I'm talking about as in 3 days from now, Friday, which is what's the date?
Yeah, if I ain't in my office, y'all can leave a message. You know what I'm sizzling? I think it's on Friday.
Leave a message. Friday is what's the date, Sean? The 22nd. I want to drop my album Friday the 22nd. You guys call Strange Music and tell them to put my album out. 816-945-2705.
I mean,
I'm telling you, dude.
That's like in a couple days.
I get it. You don't want 2 major releases, 2 movies. Like, nobody wants them to come out on the same weekend. Because
Scared of competition.
I don't think that's what it is. I'm saying, let me play devil's advocate. What if a kid can only afford one record? What if he's only got enough money for
one
record?
That's what I was saying. So this is what they said. So think about it. Best Buy is not selling CDs anymore.
Right.
There's only a few record stores. FYE is not really selling records anymore. So there's only a few people that sell physical product. Now, we sell CDs at the shows and we sell them online.
Right. Yeah.
But everybody is streaming. Everybody's on their phone. So long ago are the days of a kid has $15. It doesn't.
All right.
Kids has $15 and he has to choose between Tech Nine and myself. He doesn't. He's got a Spotify. They've got Apple Music. They've got Amazon.
Google Play.
They've got Google Play. They've got these things. So all they got to do, they're paying $10 a month. They can get both of these albums, just stream them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think I can outsell Tech Nine.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
You're
supposed to feel like that. And you want your artist to...
This is how much surpass you.
The reason I feel like that is because I wouldn't have thought this a couple of months ago. But when I decided that I was going to actually go do this on my own or quit music, whatever I was going to do, and I decided I was going to leave Strange, when the outpour of love and comments that I saw is really literally what changed my mind. So this, I saw thousands and thousands. When we put up the two of us, we have a song together on my EP called Follow the Drip.
When I just
put up a piece of it, of us listening to it in the studio, it's getting 100,000 views on his Instagram. It got like 40 or 50 on mine.
Yeah, no, that's huge.
It got in between our socials, it got 500,000 views in a day.
Yes.
Got 500,000 views
that's
in
ridiculous.
One day.
That's ridiculous.
And this is a song that I'm putting out. It lets me know that I think I can give him some comp. Call it 816-945-2705.
Let me go backwards. Why would you want to quit music? Why would you want to leave Strange? I know that you fought some depression. You fought some things. And did you want to just...
Tell him about it.
What happened?
I fought... it's several different things, man. I fought depression. I did feel like my music, you know, wasn't getting to everybody. Like, I just put up an Instagram post the other day about my album Go. And I was like, I didn't think you guys liked it because it was my least selling. It sold the least of any of my releases. But it, to me, was my best album. Yes. Like, it had a lot of, like, I brought in just a lot of session players to play live instruments over. The production was crazy.
Yeah, no, that's got to hurt, man. It was the production was feels good.
Yeah, I knew it. I was like, this is the one that's going to take me over the top. And it sold the least amount. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me anymore. You know what I'm saying? I had some other interest.
What a loss that would be for the world, though.
Well, I thought that too, man. I literally was in a big depression, you know. I wasn't satisfied with everything that any of us were doing to push Chris Calico forward, including me. Dude, I was even frustrated with my family, wife. Like, I literally told my wife at one point that I don't know if I'm even supposed to be married. I don't know if I'm supposed to do music. I don't know if I'm supposed to do any of this. And I fell into a super depression. Like, I'm not just talking about it on the songs. I mean it. No. But literally, there was a time I told Tech that I was going to check myself into a mental institution. Yeah. And he was like, this is right before the tour. And he was basically like, well, if you're not on that bus in the morning, we're going to fight. This is going to be the first fight we have. And so, you know, just allowing those demons to take you over sometimes, it happens, man.
Those demons are fear, they're self-doubt.
Yeah.
You know, they really will. They're just anxiety. Yeah. They'll eat you.
Once I saw, I'm not lying, man. Once I saw this outpour of these fans' comments and posts that they had, and they always tell us how we help save their lives, but It was just different, man. And I was reading these comments and crying, man, like every single day. Hey, and I was like, I can't.
You remember when you were a kid, you'd have a hard time when your father died. You're 15 years old. Tell me that you didn't turn to certain songs and certain music to make it just make it through that day.
Definitely.
Man, we all had that. I wasn't a popular kid. I didn't play sports. You know, whatever was going on in your life, you're just, you know.
But you had this cool voice. You had to have this. Yeah, no. Your voice had to be the coolest voice in school. They're like, hey, little Johnny. You're like, hey, how you doing? they had to be awesome.
You know, I got that smoking cigarettes when I was 15 years old.
See? Yeah, 15 changed both our lives.
Yeah, right? But that music was your, that's where you went, right? So how many kids you're going to save? You know, how many kids are going to turn to what you guys do? You know that. I mean, listen, all the stuff you're covering, man, it really does matter. It really does. It genuinely does, man. You're not lost as a kid. It's so easy as an adult to forget what it's like to be lost, to be unsure of yourself, to not know where you're going to go. Mm-hmm. You want a girl to like you. You want your friends to hang out. You want to be cooler than you are. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing with yourself. You don't know.
And I look like this, dude. I have vitiligo. I was a fat kid. Yeah. White spots on my face. I was in a predominantly white neighborhood. I mean, like, there was a lot of things that I had to overcome. Yeah, you know what I mean?
A girl I dated for years in high school had vitiligo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just
where did she have it?
Well, I can tell, she did have it on her vagina. That's actually true.
Whoa!
She actually did have it. Part of it, was it? Yes. Yeah. And really, God, if she's listening, she's probably mad right now.
Yes.
That's she's wonderful. Girl.
Very interesting. But and the hair? Can I say this? And the hair was white.
Was there
no hair?
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. This is his wife we're talking about, right?
No. I'm not married.
We talking about his wife's vagina.
I dated in high school.
Oh, okay. His wife's vagina hair?
My wife's vagina has a giant muff.
And I'm like, tell me more about your wife's vagina.
I just married Johnny, man.
But I also, there's so much stuff to talk about too. These little movies that you guys are shooting. Mm-hmm. These are insane.
Oh yeah, cathartic.
Man. Yeah, the cathartic. Like series. I just watched that again. Oh, it's like, God damn.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's really good.
Yeah, man.
I mean, really good, man.
Yeah, I wrote all that when I was on tour in Australia, man, last year, man.
It's dark.
Yeah.
And it's well done, man. It's well shot. It flows really good. And I started wondering who all the players are, all the extra guys in the scenes. I'm like, well, who are these guys? It's so good. You're kind of looking at them.
Going, I was there like, who are these guys?
Yeah, right?
We handpicked all those people, man. I wrote all the words and everything, man. All the dialogue.
Scripted it. Yeah, he killed it.
It feels good, man.
Yeah.
It's that stuff. That's that fun stuff, man, that's nobody else is doing, that you just do it because you love to do it. And if the world gets it, they get it. If they don't, they don't. But you just do it, man.
I wrote two seasons, man. We just released the second season as a whole yesterday, man. You know what I mean? And people are loving it. So I can't wait to see what's going to come next with Interfere, with all the music we're about to drop.
That Cathartic needs to be on Netflix, dude.
I know. That's
it looks like it needs to be on Netflix.
It absolutely should.
Yeah, like The Wire. It reminds me of one of those kind of shows.
Yes. Are you still doing L.A.? Are you still doing a Strange Music West Coast?
Sorry.
I caught him right when he was drinking his water.
Well, we still have our place out there, but we're in the midst of moving right now. You know what I mean? So it's under construction.
Because I used to live. I told you that. I used to live. When I was 18, I moved out there a block up at La Palmas and Yucca, which was a rough neighborhood back in the day. And so it was weird. It was great to go out there and visit and see the logo up in the window and see everything. I was like, look at that. Where in the world is this all happened? And it's all gone. Because, you know, now it's an incredible road now. Hollywood Boulevard now is like going to Times Square.
Yeah,
but back then, it was like going to Times Square in the old days.
No doubt.
It was that. So it's just, it's, you know, for kids from Kansas City, everybody, like you think about what you're afforded. And again, it's easy to lose track, but it's good that you came full circle and you see these guys love you. The music you are releasing makes sense and it matters to people. And man, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? If you weren't afforded this, like what would you do for like me? I don't have any. I dropped out of high school. I'm going to work rough in labor.
He would be doing voiceover work.
Yeah. I would. Well, yeah, I'm doing that now.
You absolutely could.
I'll do that
man.
Now anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I thought I was going to turn to instead of doing this because I actually landed a, I can't talk about it till it comes out, but I actually just landed a big voice overall.
Man.
And yeah, I thought that's I was going to end up doing that instead, but.
Can you do the voice?
What voice?
The voice you can't really say.
No, because you're going to get it. I can't do it.
Listen, you just need to remember, whenever they need a terrible sounding voice like mine, you need to push me into a
dude,
position over here.
You could kill it. Your voice is just like, I can tell, you know how sometimes I go to radio stations and I can tell they're like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that weird fake radio voice.
And they're putting
voice.
It on.
This
is like, I can tell you answer the phone like this at home.
yeah, you can't hide this terrible voice.
No, your dogs only come to that voice. Yeah. You say, hey, come here. They're not going to come here. You got to say just like you.
No, trust me. I for a while, I tried to do voice work, and they'd always be, well, I can tell you, don't even forget about that part. The first day I worked there, Valerie Knight was the music director and the afternoon girl. Super nice girl. Program director now in Springfield. Mm-hmm. I walked in the door. I did a break, and this is 26 years ago, and she looked at me and said, are you sick? And I go, what do you mean? She goes, your voice, your throat. Are you sick? And I'm like, no, this is how I sound.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll never forget that thing. And I was like, I think this is going to be a short-lived job.
No, dude, because I remember you doing these commercials back in the
ABIA.
The ABIA commercials.
Paid me $100 and I thought I was rich. Swear to God. I was so broke.
I remember you doing those commercials, those ABIA commercials.
With Fast Eddie Hall.
And so when I finally ended up meeting you years later, I was thinking, like, I wonder which one's... And then I heard you talk. I was like, there he is. This is before I... Like, I heard that voice. I was like, ah, that's him right there.
Yeah,
they asked me to do that. And I was like, hold on. You mean I get to be on TV and you're going to give me $100? I'm like, hell yes. I showed up. I shot all those things. Because, I mean, you know what it's like when you're just trying to get there. You got rent to pay. And you're trying to become famous, for lack of a better term. You're trying to get noticed on any level, man.
Right.
Just pay some attention to me.
Yes.
You know? I mean, you guys, I remember... Well, I can remember all the way back meeting you in person at the old building, but I remember meeting you at the Pitch of Music Awards, you guys.
Yeah.
And that was amazing to me. And I remember seeing all the trucks around town. You guys,
the way you
just took it to the people in terms of your own billboards, your own trucks, everywhere you went. And you wondered. And I finally had to look.
Yeah.
I finally had to get online and just start following stuff and go over to the record store.
Everything you just named is quadrupled now.
Yeah. But that's
quintupled.
You guys have taught another generation of musicians not just how to do music, but how to promote music, how to hold on to your music, how to keep the money from these guys. And that is astoundingly cool. And when you think about what you've done for the next few generations, and that's, you broke them all free. You want to talk about slavery? Look at the old recording contracts.
Yes, sir.
That was indentured servitude. Seven albums, man.
Right.
You were not going to get paid. They were stealing from everybody.
Yes, sir.
And now, you know, man, the new deals, you know, whether they be 50-50 or whatever, they're fair. They're real.
Yeah.
And
there's an easier way to promote yourself, man. You know, with social media, this is easier than how we came right. We started like right before the whole, right before MySpace, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we were, I mean, we started before that.
You were
that,
rolling
but I mean,
when it really hit.
Yeah, yeah. When it hit, yeah, we were already cracking. We already had vans. We were already touring. You know what I mean? So we did. We really had a good blueprint of how to do it independently
before anybody did. And this was before, this was from Travis's basement in Blue Springs.
Mm-hmm. And it's still the same team, which, by the way, if you guys just joined the show, Chris Calico is here. Tech Nine is here. They got, mm-hmm. of course, the Gift of Rap is happening.
Yes.
It's happening this
December 14th.
December 14th, yeah.
Yes, sir.
At Silverstein Ice Center Arena.
Yes.
What guys were talking about, like Travis, I mean, this the team, you know, it mm-hmm. never changes. And that's the secret to the success, I think.
It's a wonderful thing. It's
really
a family,
is.
It's a family affair.
It really
man.
Is, man.
Oh, it changed. Just the three of us didn't.
It's changed like a son of a. It's changed.
And how many times have you seen guys try to weasel their way in and get, get inside somebody's head or get somebody's
I
ear?
I talk
try
about
to drag
this all
in.
The time.
Yes. Yeah. It happens to everybody as they experience success. Somebody tries to weasel their way in and get
in
somebody's ear, man.
They slip in. I always catch them now.
Yeah.
When I see them trying to weasel in, I'm always like, you know, they usually try to get friends with Tech.
Sure.
Show up with bottles out. Oh, yeah, man. He's... I'm like, I did not take your alcohol and get your punk ass out.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like,
oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. And I'm like, come here. Let me tell you something. I see you. You're not going to weasel your way in here, buddy.
That's it.
We've worked too hard for somebody to just walk in here and just get to benefit off the success of, the, you know, off of our sweat off our backs. Nah.
But that's the industry. You have to keep it out of your house.
Yeah. Because, I don't mind saying it. I don't mind.
Yeah, me
I don't
either,
mind
saying it.
I don't mind calling people to the carpet.
I remember talking to Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm. You know, she's an incredible band, and she's a wonderful singer. You know how many a-holes tried to weasel in agents and separate her from the band because they wanted her to go solo?
I believe
it. The whole thing, and she's like, this is my family, this is my band, that's my brother, my real, you know, my actual brother.
Yes.
And and we had this conversation, but she goes, you have no idea, promoters, you know, as the Live Nation guys, you name it, I mean, they've all come after
her. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, if you fall for it, it's going to be terrible.
Well, part of the thing, man, even with us, man, was that I told Travis when we met, once I'd signed, was like, man, this is a legacy, this is legendary that we're building. I remember a legacy that we're building. Tech and I were in, I remember we were in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. We went to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and we were seeing all that stuff hung up.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, they're going to have our scrubs in here.
Yes.
We're going to have our scrubs that we were. He was like, they're going to have what we were on stage. Watch. We're going to be in this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, dude. What we built is legendary. And I thought about that when I was gearing to make my departure. Like, man, I told Trav, this is legendary what we're building, man. And there's no way that I can tear that up.
The story is so real, and that's what I love about it. You know, even the first crowds, they were freaked out by anything lyrically you were doing because it was too spooky, right?
Exactly.
And then the record companies passed, and you guys just did it all yourself.
We had to show them how to do it.
And
man.
He had red spiked hair and a preacher's robe on.
Yes, he did.
Not to mention this.
Yeah.
It was strange music. You know, who knows how to do it? We had to show them how to do it.
Yeah. Well, and that is the story. Staying independent, learning how to distribute your own music and taking advantage of the time, the technology.
Yes, sir.
And not falling off track and then opening up Strange, which the business is so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing from, you know, the merchandising to the touring, from the artist to the recording. You guys, you cover everything.
The fact that we're still talking about new music and new shows is such a blessing, bro.
Yeah.
Because we've been in the business for a long time, man. It's 33 years for me. You know what I mean?
And it's a blink, isn't it?
Yeah. 20 years for Strange. You know what I'm sizzling? So it's just, when I think about everything we're talking about, everything is coming up. You know what I'm saying? New things are coming up. Interfere is coming. Chris Calico's Immortal is coming.
Oh, I didn't say what the title was.
A Grammy nomination. Yeah. That's what you guys need.
Yeah, man.
We do.
Yeah.
We need the Grammy nod. Yeah. We don't need it. We want a Grammy nod.
Of course, because you're upsetting the system.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing. You're infiltrating and you're breaking it apart.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are doing.
But there's been a couple of people that have infiltrated the system and got a Grammy, at least nomination.
Sure.
I think we deserve this.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, look, you guys, you're crossing all the boundaries, again, with metal, with rock, with the Knotfest, with Corey, with everybody. By the way, who's next? Who else has been talking to you guys?
Who do I catch?
Who's next?
Yeah, who do you catch next, man?
I think it was like Elton John or something, man.
Elton John. We did Eminem.
I know. We talked about Elton John.
You need to get hold of The Rock and see if you get a movie soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely need to do something with The Rock. The Rock is a huge fan.
I know. I saw that video. I was
dude,
looking online.
He takes every opportunity that he gets on a big platform to talk about Tech and myself. And
we just licensed like four songs to him. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that great?
Ballers?
Yes.
Have you been able to hang out with him? Have you been able to spend time?
Oh, yeah. I met him out on the Ballers set in L.A., man. That was my first time meeting him, man. We kicked it, man. It was really nice, man. See, he's a really cool dude.
That could be your door into doing some acting, both you guys, man.
Yeah. The Rock, he's and a humongous fan of Tech N9ne. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
He actually, the one you took, the cathartic series you're talking about, Like I Ain't, he actually posted that on his, man, and it went through the roof, bro.
Yeah?
Because I speak about his name in the song.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know, like you're talking about when you're a kid with vitiligo, it's, You're getting your ass handed to you, right? Because you look different. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing somebody sees and they go, yeah, put him in a movie. Look at that. Look at what an interesting guy
he is, man. That's what I said.
That's what he said. He's like, Strange is the perfect vehicle. Because I was trying to figure out how I was going to break in. And then I just did a few songs with him. And he was like, nah, dude, this is perfect for you.
Yeah.
And at the end, I was like, dang, they're 400 pounds, big afro, that I dyed blonde, and I'm like...
Yeah, he was self-conscious about it. Show this, man. People want to see that. People want to see something different, and it worked.
Know your strengths, man.
Yeah.
People want to tell you that your strengths are your weaknesses, and that's not the case at all, man. Follow the... You know in your heart.
Yeah.
You know, man? That's the only way you two have gotten here. I mean, that's it. Yeah. Can you hang for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, let me take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll take some calls, T-Man. We'll give away some tickets for the show. It's happening, you guys. Don't forget, The Gift of Rap, December 14th.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be Tech N9ne, Chris Calico, Mackenzie Nicole, Stevie Stone, King Iso. All of that is happening. I got some of those tickets. Hang with us. Don't go anywhere.
Let's go.
Wake up in the morning, hit the porch and puff a doobie. Waking bacon got me coughing up a loogie. Make a quick mimosa, now I'm feeling kinda groovy. Got to find a chick that got the biggest booty, but she got to have the facial features of Karuchi. Yeezy says she got the diamonds in the Gucci. Give me Chris to get the guys to grip and give them Gucci. Living lavish, look, I love a lot of
Gucci. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Get it there, you beautiful bastard. Tell me I'm calling number 9, brother.
You are number 9. You're going to go to the Gift of Rap Saturday, December 14th, to benefit 15 and the Mahomies. Now it's going to be Tech, Chris, Mackenzie Nicole, Stevie Stone, and King Iso, all right?
That is awesome, brother. I saw Tech at a rock fest. Man, he brought the heat. That was a great show.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. That was a beautiful thing to me.
Hey, thank you, man. I'm telling you, you brought a great show out there at rock fest. The crowd was in it.
I know.
I mean, it was awesome, brother. Can't wait to see it.
My biggest show yet, man.
Dude, I'll tell you, I still get tore up looking at video of that.
Yeah, man.
Because it's such a great moment just in rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I love the fact, and now I'm no longer angry at the naysayers. Now I'm glad
exactly,
they were there.
Exactly.
Like you needed them, you know?
The naysaying changed after we got off stage, you know what I'm saying? And Johnny almost choked me up backstage before I went off. Like, don't do me like this. He said, this is for you, Tech. This is for you. I'm like, don't do me like this, man. Let me just do this show, dude. I'll talk to you afterwards.
Yeah, because I was tore up walking out there, man.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's one of the things one of my greatest memories. It's
Man.
You know, as time goes on, you're just happy to see stuff because you're pure Kansas City. You're pure Kansas City, man.
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
And you know, the reason all kids like certain kinds of music is because you're young, you're rebellious, you're filled with energy, and that's what, it's not white or black, it's not rock and roll or rap. It's about how it makes you feel inside.
It's beautiful music.
We
should all be able to be together in music, you know what I mean? And that's what Corey Taylor makes happen when he puts us on Not Fest, don't say that's what you made happen at Rock Fest. That's what Rock on the Range made happen. That's what Rocklahoma made happen. That's what Aftershock made happen. It's beautiful.
You're in Sturgis now performing live at the world's biggest motorcycle
Sturgis makes
rally.
Happen. Yes, man. Yes.
You know, there can be no more arguments. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but
it makes me feel good, bro.
I realize now that sometimes you need the bad guys in order to identify the good guys.
Totally.
And so it makes sense. It's an interesting thing, man. Hold on.
No doubt.
God damn, everybody's blowing up. Every phone's blowing up. My
phone's blowing up.
If you want, and you want both those albums to drop the same day, 816-945-2705.
Yes.
Yeah.
945-2705. You want those to drop on the same day? Call us and tell us. We've already had a bunch of calls. I actually had our business line forwarded to my cell phone. I forgot, but that was tight because I got to actually answer the phone and talk to people that were like, drop that. Who was that that called? Was that a bill collector? Was that a fan?
That was a fan.
That was a fan.
They didn't believe it was me at first.
Listen. I know. People are like, is this Chris?
But like, I think they got to listen to my voice and like, okay, that is that.
Sounds different on when he talks like this because he talks very soft.
No. But I talk like that on my albums when I'm talking too. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, I know you guys got to go see Brother Punch and down the road because he would just tell me. So I'd keep you all the way till 10 o'clock, but I don't want to burn him on that. But man, I love you guys. I thank
appreciate
you for coming
you,
in.
Thank you, man.
It's always good to see you guys. And I'll see you out at Silverstein.
Thank you, man.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Good.
Let's do it.
All right, man. Listen, you guys,
appreciate
don't
you
forget, guys. Get the tickets December 14th, Silverstein Ice Centers Arena, Tech 9, Chris Calico, Mackenzie Nicole, Stevie Stone, King ISO. The Gift of Rap rolls into Kansas City, benefiting 15 and the Mahomes Foundation.
Yeah, tell Mahomes to come on and let's do this promo, you know what I'm saying, real quick.
And pick up your shoes, guys.
Yeah.
Pick up your shoes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.